Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Saber Audio Experience. I'm your host, Saber Danny, and if you're enjoying this in the video format, then welcome to the Saber Video Experience. I know I've been idle for a while, not that I have many fans, but this is just primarily for like my own journal. That's why I'm mentioning it. Before this podcast used to be kind of like on the fitness side, and then it went on the business side. I was kind of in the phase of finding what I want to do, finding where I want to be, my ultimate dream, my long-term, short-term goals, and all of those things. And that's why it was all over the place. And now I've kind of structured everything. I actually sat down and I planned and strategized what I want to do with content, where I want to take my brand, personal brand, business brands. And this is going to be my journal podcast. I'm going to talk about things that happen in my life. I'm going to interview people that are going through, their mud phases, I like to call it. When you're stuck in mud, you know, it's very difficult to move. Everyone like starts they start podcasts and shows around successful people, which is awesome. But sometimes I feel like you're always looking, which is great, but there's plenty out there already. But sometimes I just feel like what will help is knowing that there's someone else doing your stuck phase as well. So I'm going to talk to everyone who's aspiring to become whatever they're trying to become, until I'm in the place to talk to people who have already become who they've become. Hopefully that made sense. If not, just, you know, tune into the show and we'll figure things out together. I don't know exactly what I'm doing, what direction I want to take this, but I have a good general idea. So bear with me. So for the fitness side of things and the business side of things, I realized my passion wasn't fitness. It was building a fitness business. But a lot of time had gone into fitness for me, and a lot of people who still ask me questions about it, and I still enjoy it very much. But it's not the only thing that I want to do. It's not my main passion. By the way, if you guys are watching this, the reason I have a Sprite can over here, this is my favorite soda in the entire world. There's nothing that can replace this for me. And it doesn't taste like Sprite. Whoever says Sprite Zero tastes like Sprite, get off the podcast. I don't want to fucking... Don't tune in. My girlfriend says the same thing. I don't like it. It doesn't taste the same. It tastes way better. It's not an ad, I swear to God. It's just amazing. All right. Back to what I was saying. So fitness. Fitness became a little boring for me because I was trying too hard to be a coach. And it wasn't making me happy anymore. And clients were taking a hit. My content was taking a hit. I was enjoying too much of the building process of the business. And I realized, so what the fuck am I doing? And I didn't have any other expertise necessarily where I could capitalize on, other than that, you know, I studied 2 years of evidence-based training and nutrition. Not that I'm an expert over there, it's just I know a little bit more than the average person. And I couldn't become a bodybuilder myself, so I decided to become a coach, and according to the people that have worked with me, I'm a decent coach. I'm a good coach. So I still enjoy working with people. I'm a people-oriented person. I love talking and fixing people's problems. But what I love more than that was the building of the business. And that's why I went into starting my own marketing agency. And I failed. I failed miserably within the first 6 months. Because I wasn't trying to make a social media marketing agency like the ones you see online. All the... this new guy, what's his name? I forgot his name. He's actually coming out with great content. He's new. He's labeling all these internet marketers as contrapreneurs, fake entrepreneurs. So he calls them contrapreneurs, that they con you and they take your money by teaching you how to become an entrepreneur. So, yeah, I wasn't trying to do that. I wasn't trying to build an SMMA, a social media marketing agency. I was trying to build a marketing agency. And I thought I knew what I was doing, but I didn't. Until not that long ago, I decided to do the math side, the paid media side myself. And I saw, okay, that's the only thing that I'm decent at. I'm not even good at it. Nobody should pay me. Actually, I was kind of depressed. I was like, holy fuck, dude. You fucked up big time. But then I realized, I was like, oh, actually, whether you believe in God or not, let's say the world or God, if you believe in God, didn't make things happen for me for a good reason. I was not ready for it. If I would have gotten a client, I probably would have fucked it up within the first 10 seconds anyways. Creative would have lacked. I wouldn't be able to call myself a marketing agency because marketing is a very, very broad term. So the past year has been nothing other than a lot of failures and without directions, without, it was just like a fucking chaotic phase, which makes or breaks someone. There were moments where I wanted to give up. There were moments where I was like, maybe this isn't for me. But the idea of not doing this is worse than actually failing at it. That's when I knew, okay, no, this is for me. I just have to figure it out. It's just not as easy as I expected it to be, or simple. So what I did instead, I took a step back and I said, okay, let's go learn and let's slow things down. Now, before I continue, let's talk about the content on this specific channel. So my main personal brand is just going to be my journey to becoming an entrepreneur. So I'm an aspiring entrepreneur. And whatever I learn, knowledge, experience, perspective, talking to other people who are in their building phase, that's going to be this. So it's kind of like a journal. Maybe you'll benefit something out of this, or maybe it'll just be a journal for me to look back on 10 years from now and be like, that's where I started. I just, it becomes a story for me to tell one day. And sometimes you forget certain details. And if this becomes my daily journal, that, hey guys, like this is what happened within the past couple of days. This is what happened in this phase. And if it's well documented, it just adds to the story and I don't have to forget any details. Now, for the fitness side, even though I will post everything, I have multiple different channels and I will post everything on this channel as well. So this is a representation of who I am and what I do. So this channel, you will see every single side and angle of me. Like there's, if I produce anything, you will see it over here. But as I said, this is, in my head, I call it the dumping platform. So this is where I see where I just give my all. No fucking filters. I'm not trying to have a target audience. This is just, I'm just trying to share my fucking world and life with you. Hopefully it'll help. If not, then, well, whatever. Now, for when it comes to niching the content, I do have another show or page, whatever you want to call it, which is my fitness brand, Saber Physique. Now, the podcast videos, whatever you want to call it, it'll be called the Saber Physique Experience. This is the Saber video / audio experience, depending on how you're consuming this right now. And the other one is Saber Physique. And I still am in the marketing side. So I decided to slow things down. I went from marketing to advertising, even though there's not much of a difference. It's just, I labeled it Saber Advertising. So that's my advertising agency, or future to be advertising agency. And I took a step back and I said, for now, in the beginning, what we're going to offer is just paid media. No creative, nothing more than what I really, really know. And I decided to go and take all the courses, and I'm not talking about the ones that these entrepreneurs sell. I'm talking about the ones certified. So Google certification, Facebook certification, and in Google certification you can do, they teach you everything about Google Ads, YouTube Ads. In Facebook, they teach you about Facebook and Instagram ads, and those are the main things right now. So digital paid media. That's what we're going to offer, and slowly work our way into better creative and have a creative team once we're generating enough money, or maybe some passionate people who are interested in like teaming up with me, then sure, that too. So we'll talk about that in the future, but you get the whole point of it. And for that, I will post media, paid media related. So when I'm, those are my niches. So when I say Saber Physique is going to be only fitness, Saber Advertising will be only on the advertising, marketing, branding side of things. And I also have another show coming up. It's just for fun. That's not a business. I just love coffee. So I decided to start a coffee show. It's called Brunor. And I'm not going to give you too much information. Maybe I'll leave it for another episode when the show goes live. I think it'll be very entertaining, but we'll see how the market responds to it. If they like it, they like it. If they don't, then whatever. I'm going to test it out for 1 year. 1 year, I'm not going to care about the results. I'm just going to produce and try to increase the quality of it and make it more entertaining. And if it works out, awesome. If it doesn't, well, boo-hoo. You know, you win some, you lose some. And I'm also helping my uncle with his IT business. He asked me to help him out on the advertising side. So as I'm learning the whole advertising things, the paid media side of things, I'm going to apply that to his business to generate some results. So that's like my dummy at the moment, not my uncle, the business. So I'm basically putting my gun on someone else's shoulder and I'm shooting, and I don't have to take all the risk. So if I go and get a client and I fuck something up and it won't cost me my reputation, at least within the first, you know, couple of months. So I want to be able to sell something when I completely believe in it. And it, right now it's not in the stage where I totally believe that I can generate results. So as I'm learning, I'm applying that to my uncle's business. So that's another thing. And I, for the same company, the IT company, I'm also going to do IT because I've done IT before. My previous job, I was an IT guy. It's funny because I'm half Indian and half Persian, so kind of fits the stereotype as well. Anyways, that's pretty much it. I can sit here and I can talk all day about these things I just mentioned, but I just want you guys to know that this is the direction for the two people that listen. I want them to know that this is the direction that the podcast is going to go. The videos are going to be posted in micro content and sharing it with people if I have any type of value to add. Probably this one won't have any micro content. This is just for the macros. Macros meaning podcast, the long form videos, and if it turns into a blog, then the blog as well. But, oh, maybe actually, you know what? Let's make one micro. I know I should stick with something. Actually, no, I shouldn't say that. I know some people will judge me for having my attention in multiple different areas instead of sticking with one thing, building it, and then going to the next one. I am doing that. My main focus right now is my advertising agency. That's like my dream thing right now. I think it's something that can make me very happy. Not the money. I'm like, you don't even know what I want to do with the money. We'll talk about that in another episode. But I just love the business model. I think it's a great, it's creative, it's math, it's people, it's psychology. There's like so much involved with advertising. I think it'll be really fun. That's why I want to do it. Yeah, money might be good, but it's a service business. Service businesses are very difficult to scale. Yeah, that's my main thing. That's the steak. But, you know, sometimes you start with appetizers. And when I was listening to Ryan Serhant's book, Sell It Like Serhant, he said, juggle as many balls as you can. I know that was kind of weird when he said that, and he even mentioned it. He goes, yep, that's what I said. And then Gary Vee came out with another content that was very similar to Ryan Serhant's, which he kind of conveyed this message a little better, in my opinion, where he was basically saying, like, juggle as many balls as you can, but don't be upset when you drop three of them, you know, four of them, or like half of them, or even more than half of them. So I'm just juggling as many things as I can, focusing on that one ball. That one ball should not, I'm not going to drop it, but if I'm going to try to keep all of them, but that one ball has my main focus. But if I drop one or two here and there, it's fine. I'm okay with it. If one of these things don't work out, if my fitness business fails, or I don't know, like nobody even listens to this podcast, I'm okay with it. It's just, this is what makes me happy. And this is what has been giving me momentum lately. And I will definitely talk about that in another episode. I think there's a lot to talk about. So if you're new here, it would mean the absolute world. And if you're, by the way, if you're aspiring to become whatever you're trying to become, I'm not only going to talk to entrepreneurs, I'm going to talk to anyone who is aspiring to become whatever they want to become. It would mean the absolute world if you could subscribe, if you could tune in, talk. Let's build a community of people who start somewhere together, and then we go and become something, make something of ourselves, and then help other people achieve whatever they're achieving. So if I'm into advertising and somebody has advertising questions or fitness business questions, we can help them out. Or someone is trying to become a YouTuber, and then there's a YouTuber in our community, then they can help them out. So let's do it together. It will be awesome. If not, I totally understand. I appreciate you tuning in. And I'm very, very, very excited to take the show in the direction that I'm hoping it'll go. But hey, people change, circumstances change, shit happens all the time. I'm going to try my absolute best to make shit happen this time and stick with it. I know I haven't ever been able to be consistent with something, but so far, it's been good. Now, time to put it into action. Once again, thank you. And I will see you in the next episode.